At the U.S. Grains Council International Marketing Conference, which also is coinciding with their 50th annual membership meeting, I have here with me Rick Tolman with National Corn Growers Association. And Rick, you know, the Grains Council, such a big component of that, is made up of corn growers, for example. For people that might be kind of curious, how do you all work together organizationally, the National Corn Growers with U.S. Grains Council?
We have a long history of working together. In fact, National Corn Growers is one of the founding members of U.S. Grains Council, and I spent 18 years working for the Grains Council. So we're very, very connected. A lot of the same leaders have come and gone in each group. But on a practical sense, we consider the Grains Council our international trade partner. They're our sister organization that does international trade. They're very good at it. That's their expertise. We do the domestic side of things. We do the lobbying, the trade policy. We do a lot of cooperation together on biotech issues, share information back and forth, and we do a lot of joint communications together. So we have a really strong working relationship.
Well, here at this meeting, part of the purpose of it on the marketing side is to come up with a new plan to work from, I guess guide the Grains Council's efforts. From the corn growers' perspective, what are some of the things that you're interested in seeing and hearing and making sure are part of the discussion here?
Well, one of the things that we're really interested in, Grains Council has done a great job in the last few years of promoting the export of dried distillers' grains. And the real growth market for our members right now is ethanol and biofuels use. And we have that one-third of the corn that goes in the ethanol plant comes out as dried distillers' grains. And we can use a lot of it here in the United States. But there is enough that we need to have a home for it internationally. And so we're really interested to see the plans and the promotions and the things that the Grains Council is going to do to continue to expand that market. Again, it's an area where we cooperate closely. We share technical information with them on how it's used in feed rations. They're able to get that information to people overseas. They bring the international buyers here to the U.S. and get to see how people are using it here, and we help cooperate with that. So that's really one of the things we're really interested in. We're really interested, of course, in the export of keeping our corn exports up, but also in other value-added products, and it's an area that Grains Council is looking into. How do we, besides dried distillers' grains, are there processed products we can promote and export that create jobs here in the United States? And so that's the range of things that we're looking forward to.
Well, as we're here in Puerto Vallarta, a very important conference to the industry is just about to kick off in Orlando, Florida, and that's the National Ethanol Conference. Looking at the ethanol sector, what are some of the things that NCGA is kind of working on right now and sees as, we'll just call them challenges as we look down the road, short term especially here, with that renewable fuel option?
You know, there's just a whole list of challenges and opportunities. 2 weeks ago, EPA announced the final rules on the Renewable Fuel Standard 2 and how they were going to implement that, and there was some tremendous new changes in that where they clarified things, they made some improvements in their preliminary plan, but there are still some huge challenges. And so where there's some nuggets we're going to pull out of that and be able to move forward, it gave more hope and optimism to the ethanol industry for growth. But one of the biggest things that came out of that that's still a huge challenge is they are still giving a very significant penalty to the ethanol industry for something called indirect land use change. And that is like tying an anvil around the ankle of the industry and trying to move forward and compete, and it's one that we have to continue to work towards with EPA and perhaps through the legislative channels to get that changed. It is an unfair, unreasonable ruling that EPA has put on the industry, and it's exclusive to ethanol. It's not being applied to oil, not being applied to the electricity industry or anything else, and so that's probably our biggest challenge that we're working on with the ethanol industry.
Well, and then anything else as far as what you guys are working on behalf of U.S. corn growers that you'd like people to know about right now?
Really, one of the other things we're really excited about, and I think that your listeners ought to be aware of if they're not, is we're engaged in a very active and aggressive image and activism campaign. And I'm sure your listeners are aware of the negative things that come out about agriculture and the misinformation. And we're working with the United Soybean Board and with several other groups to try and put the right facts and information out there. And we're working with good folks in the media like yourself and others to do that. But one of our greatest tools is we need to get individual farmers. We want an aggressive, active army of farmers out there who are shedding the light on the facts and the misinformation. When things get on CBS or CNN or Oprah or wherever else that just aren't right, not only with corn but all of agriculture, we all need to set the record straight because we have such a great story. And so we have this really aggressive campaign. We're doing some training, grassroots training. We're trying to get tools out there to farmers so they can have the facts and the figures and the information. And I would encourage your listeners, if they're not aware of this, go to our website. They can sign up for a newsletter that we have there that comes out once a week, and we'll give you facts and figures and information. And, again, it's not just corn-focused. It's all about all of agriculture. We need to get that story told.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rick Tolman, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. And we're here at the International Marketing Conference for the U.S. Grains Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.